Horseman Headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka, Moccasins, and Stetson Hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
She was pouring that oil. As long as she had a vessel to pour into, there was oil in that little vessel. The moment your faith, I'm going to say your faith stops, your oil stops. But if you got another vessel, she told her oldest son, bring me another vessel. He said, there are no more vessels, and the oil stopped. But if you can find another vessel, hold on a minute, let me go and borrow some more of these vessels. Let me find some more vessels. The more she get that she poured out, the more was in there. Jesus said, have them sit down. Then he prayed over what he had. And then, look, here's the miracle. He prayed over it. How many know Jesus is always praying for us? Our advocate. He prayed over it, then he gave to the disciples. He put it back in their hands. He said, now feed them. The miracle was wrought from their hands. It was blessed by God, but he put it in their hands. They were the ones distributing. And the more they distributed, the more appeared. See, that's how God's going to do it. You are his instrument. That's why he's carving out a greater capacity of faith to trust him. We don't know today how those fish multiplied. It's not up for us to know. It's up to us just to do and believe. Amen. Amen. So he's going to increase that capacity for faith, a supernatural supply. God, through this, has hopefully trained you on the battlefield. Them days you woke up and felt like, man, it ain't no hope and just discouraged and heavy, but you pressed on through it. You prayed on through it. You encouraged someone else when you were discouraged. Amen. You were there to lift somebody else up when you needed lifting up. In other words, you got trained a little bit more. And now that you're coming out of it, you're going to realize, man, if I've been through that, what else is there I can't go through? Come on, God's getting you ready for greater victories, greater battles, hello, greater darkness, and greater light. Amen. Amen. Supernatural supply, trained in battle. Extraordinary signs, listen to me, are going to follow the people of God. Extraordinary signs, wonders. Everywhere you go, there's going to be a liberty in the atmosphere. It ain't going to be. People going to look at you strange because you got so much joy, because you got so much peace, because you're so different than everybody else, kind of worming around, afraid and scared to touch and scared to talk and scared to do this, just bound by the spirit of fear. Fear, following fear, is a spirit called bondage. And that's how the devil kept the world in bondage at one time, through fear of death. Afraid if you shake my hand, I might die. It's kind of funny, not funny, but just kind of ironic that you can go up in the grocery store and everybody up in there pushing their carts, you know, going right by you, you know, and standing in line and stuff, but yet you got to go home now and stay in the house. Come on, let's wait a minute. You can go to Burger King and they can pass that bag out and they almost touch you. They touch your card. You ain't think about that, you think about the burger. But yet you gotta go back home and close your door and stay in the house. Lord help us. One day I want to get into it sooner than later. Because all this stuff had to do with 5G. Keeping you go Google it and look at how they did in the UK, in different parts of the world, everybody in quarantine while they're running the cable, the 5G cable, putting up the towers, doing it at the schools, the high schools, while everybody's under quarantine. Why they wait till you go under quarantine? Because they don't want you to see it. They don't want you to know it. And they definitely don't want you to know the dangers of it. There's some benefits the use of it, what it's for, is control. AI is control. And the megahertz of that can be very dangerous. It's just short of being weaponized. Amen. And when you saw that clip when this virus first broke out in Wuhan, if you saw that, some of those clips coming out of there when it first, people were standing on the corner, falling over. Anybody see those? Do some deep research. Don't just listen to CNN. They ain't gonna tell you nothing but lies. People just falling. Now, wait a minute. How is it that they just falling over? Didn't say nothing about no symptoms or anything. That's because the same time that this was so-called spreading, they had fired up the 5G. It was the 5G that was killing folk. Wuhan is the first city, the first prototype that's all 5G. And when they hooked it up, people just... Because why? It deals with the oxygen level in people's cells. And especially people whose immune system is compromised. They lose oxygen. What is it? They suffocate. It's a lung thing. But they covered it all up. Because see, the 5G is how the Antichrist is going to rule the world. You know, Elon Musk has a contract to put up over 1 million towers across the United States. Like the tower we see on Orange Avenue, 1 million of them. And he's already gone into the belt, and he's got satellite trains of these 5G. See, they need to cover the blanket the whole earth with the 5G, because it's from there it's gonna be artificial intelligence. And they'll be somewhere in a little cave where you can't find them. And robots and drones and all this and your credit card. You know, if you didn't get vaccinated, you don't have papers, okay? You can't renew your driver's license. You can't go here. You can't go. This is their plan. But enough of that. Because God got a plan. And God's plan never fails. Amen? How many believe that tonight for real? God got a plan that ain't gonna fail. He has a strategy. He already has a way made. But see, we just don't want to be ignorant. I want to be able to teach it to expose it, to impart information, not to make people afraid, just so that they know. You can see now deep space and what they're doing with this whole vaccination thing and what they're trying to enforce upon the planet. But again, like a wolf, He didn't kill too much. Amen. He jumped the gun. And God allowed it or suffered it to be so that we could see. So that we could wake up and say, wait a minute, time is short. Amen. He said, when you see these things start to come on the planet, know that your time is short. That the time of his coming back is near. The birth pangs have started. We don't want to get away from that. We want to be mindful that time is short. We need to live every day as unto the Lord, not loose and careless, not going back to some foolishness, not living in fear, not living in wantonness, lust and lasciviousness. No, living unto God. Every moment now is precious. You need to know. You need to get somebody delivered. You need to have a prayer life where you can pray up a prayer shield over somebody's life that don't know God. They're going 90 miles an hour south, but you praying for them, God will turn them around. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God needs you to intercede for the planet. If my people called by my name would humble themselves and pray. Amen. Sinners don't get prayers through. Who's going to turn the nation? The people of God. Who's here to stop the tide of evil? Not the government, not your stimulus check. Thank God for all of them. But you carry the answers. I said, you carry the answers. It's not time for us to be the silence of the lambs. It's time for us to be heard. It's time for us to speak up. When the righteous are silent, evil prevails. I thank God that people are waking up everywhere saying, wait a minute, something ain't adding up here. Something ain't right here. Why they got us on lockdown like this? There's a reason behind it. Open your eyes. See, the enemy knows he was there in heaven. There's a collective. In Genesis 11, when at the Tower of Babel, all the people gathered. God had told them to go scatter into all of it, but they gathered in one place to make a name for themselves. And they were working together. And they were in agreement. And they were building this tower to open portals, like the CERN project in Switzerland, to open these portals. And the Lord saw, and he came down, observed it, and said, well, actually said, let us go down and confound their speech. Because if we don't, because these people are of one mind, there will be nothing withheld from them that they desire to do. See, the enemy knows that collective mindset. So he put fear over the whole planet. Everybody's scared. People in Asia walking around scared to get within a foot of you. People in Africa, same thing. Nobody want to get close to nobody. People in South America, same thing. Across the United States, people looking at you funny. Yeah, yeah. Don't dare sneeze somewhere. And don't cough, please. Don't clear your throat. Sir, please leave our store. Think about it a moment, a collective mindset. While simultaneously, he shut down the frequency of the church. We online. Raise him in your bedroom. The enemy knows. But see, coming out of this thing, it's going to be something that goes off the charts. Yeah. Amen. That's why the Lord said, let us not forsake the assembling. Us here together, these that are here tonight, and by the way, we are 6 feet apart. We that are here tonight, listen, there's a corporate anointing. There's a mindset that's here that individually we don't have. But when we come together and we blend our faith together and we lift our voices together, we release a frequency. It's more powerful than 5G. Amen. It's more powerful than weapons of war. Amen. It's more powerful than anything the enemy can create or do. It's more powerful. He knows that. So he tries to divide, scatter them. When God came down, he said, these people, if we don't do something, there's nothing they imagine. They tapped into a principle of law here. So God confounded their speech. How did God defeat that? He scattered them. They couldn't understand each other anymore. The work stopped. The enemy sought to scatter the church, but I got news.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.